Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophets Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, where does the United States stand with its debt problems?
Well, like a Ponzi scheme, because the United States continues to increase its official debt with no proper way to pay it back, so much so that it now exceeds its annual gross domestic product. Here's a headline from yesterday. U.S. national debt exceeds size of economy for the first time since World War II. This happened by the end of March. And on Thursday, Fitch Ratings suggested the United States national debt would exceed 120% of the GDP no later than 2027. And another news item said, quote, lawmakers are urged to stop the bleeding and put the country on a more sustainable fiscal path.
So just to be clear, Dr. Teal, it's those same lawmakers that started the bleeding that are now being asked to stop the bleeding. Is that correct?
Yes.
Once again, just to be clear, it's the lawmakers that spend the money, but it's we the people that owe the money. Is that also correct?
Yes. And what's happening now is the U.S. government is currently spending $1.33 for every dollar it collects in revenue. Okay? But President Donald Trump continues to insist all is well. And he said the following, quote, more people are working right now than any other time in the history of our country, end quote. So he thinks everything's fine. Yet sadly, the debt continues to rise.
But if the president of the nation insists that all is well, shouldn't that be enough for us?
No, and it's not unexpected, and it's consistent with various prophecies. Just before he came in office for the second time, I wrote a book called Unintended Consequences in Donald Trump's Presidency. In there, I warned on page 37 that the official USA debt would rise in Donald Trump's second term of office. And while many people don't see any problem with the debt, they actually think it's beneficial. Daily Reckoning wrote, debt is the lifeblood of empire until it becomes a disease. And reality is debt will end in disaster for the United States. Now, a while back, Asia Times reported something I want to go over. Here's the headline. The Great Federal Debt Ponzi Scheme. As long as the Fed is willing and the market allows it to buy large amounts of government debt, the price of U.S. debt is whatever the Fed says it's going to be. It keeps pumping and dumping and just with no exit strategy. Because the Ponzi game can continue until inflation rises to the point where investors flee the treasury market, yields soar, the economy falls back to recession. If the Fed and the Treasury are willing to stake the credit of the United States on this game, it can last for a while. But no matter how big a player you are, no one will take your marker forever. Without exaggeration, the U.S. federal debt market is the most manipulated market of importance in the world. Then this writer said, I examined seven important categories of core inflation. Inflation will get worse as the bubble in home prices feeds into consumer inflation. And so I think he's right. You know, and despite its size and impact on the world economy, the United States cannot continue to indefinitely do what it's been doing regarding debt and financial manipulation. Now, in Psalm 37, verse 21, the Bible itself warns that the wicked borrows and does not repay. And that's the debt situation in the United States. It wickedly does not intend to pay true value of its debt. And right now, the official U.S. debt is about $39 trillion, and that's a Ponzi scheme.
What is a Ponzi scheme?
Well, the Ponzi scheme comes from a guy named Charles Ponzi. He was born in Italy, and he was a swindler, and he is a con artist, and he cheated people in the United States and Canada. And he became very well known in the early 1920s for his money-making scheme. He basically promised clients a 50% profit within 45 days, 100% profit within 90 days by buying what were called discounted postal reply coupons in other countries and redeeming them at face value in the United States. But in reality, what Ponzi was doing was he paying earlier investors using investments of later investors, which is what the United States does. It pays off its debt by getting more debt from somebody else. Okay. And while this thing was not originally invented by Ponzi, it became identified with him. So that kind of thing is now called a Ponzi scheme. Now, his scheme ran for over a year before it collapsed. It cost his investors $200 million back then, which is around $250, $300 million now. And so basically, a Ponzi scheme is to pretend something is more valuable than it is in order to con others to support it financially. Ponzi did not intend to pay back all his investors. He wanted to live off of this stuff. And the United States doesn't plan on paying stuff back. And furthermore, you've got the U.S. Social Security Administration. And that's long been a classic Ponzi scheme. Okay, what happens originally, they had some people in it pulling money out more than they put in. And so they first didn't have that many people in it. And they had lots of people paying into it. But now, particularly people our age, there's less and less people paying into it. And this can't keep going on because people are living longer and there are less people working percentage-wise than there were back then. So I saw something in the news yesterday. It says surplus versus shortfall. Since the 1980s, the money coming in had been more than enough to cover Social Security expenses. But that changed in 2021 when a long-predicted event occurred. Social Security expenses exceeded its income by $41 billion. So to close the gap, they tapped into a reserve fund, which is a $2.8 trillion. But that's supposed to run out by 2033. And if they don't change anything, Social Security is only going to pay 79% of the benefits then, and they'll get worse and worse, and government's not going to like that, so they'll probably print up more money to pretend they're okay. So what people will happen is you're going to get more money, or the money you're supposed to get, but it's going to be worth a lot less. Anyway, with treasury manipulation and military power, along with corruption in international governments, the United States has been able to pull off the Social Security as well as other federal spending for a lot longer than Charles Ponzi could with his scheme.
Earlier, you mentioned the U.S. debt and prophecy. Tell us more about that prophecy.
Well, 2,400 years or so ago, this was prophesied. And the time is going to come when the nation of the world will no longer accept pledges known as U.S. Treasury bills and Treasury notes. If you go to the book Habakkuk, chapter 2, starting in verse 2, it says, "Write the vision and make it plain, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time," so it's the future. "But in the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries," means it seems like it takes a while, "wait for it, because it will surely come and not tarry." Now, if you go down to verse 6, we read, "Will not all these take up a proverb against him, and a taunting riddle against him, and say, woe to him who increases what is not his? How long? And to him who loads himself with many pledges," treasury notes, "will not your creditors rise up suddenly? Will not they awake and oppress you, and you'll become their booty? Because you've plundered many nations, all the remnant of the people shall plunder you, because of men's blood and the violence of the land and all who dwell in it."
Are you saying that verse 8, where it says, "the remnant of the people shall plunder you," that refers to the United States?
Yes. The United States is the most indebted country of all time, and it's been accumulating pledges in the form of treasury notes and bonds, and it's a descendant of Israel, and it's not, by the way, related to the little country calling itself Israel, because it has nothing compared to U.S. debt. Mm-hmm. By the way, prophecy in Habakkuk says what's going to happen is so bad, people should run who read it. That is, they should seriously consider what it means and take appropriate steps, because foreign creditors will one day rise up.
Who is it that will plunder the USA?
Well, it'll be the coming European Babylonian beast power per scriptures such as Daniel 11:39. Furthermore, the Bible clearly warns an indebted people will be destroyed by people whose language they don't understand, and the destruction will be pretty total. You can read about that in the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. It says, the alien who's among you will rise higher and higher. You'll go lower and lower. He'll lend to you and you won't lend to him. The United States used to be the leading creditor nation of the world. Now it's the leading debtor nation. Anyway, it says, you don't obey God, these curses are going to come upon you. You're going to serve your enemies. Verse 49, the Lord will bring a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose language you do not understand. They're going to, verse 59, 51, they're going to increase, eat the increase of your livestock and produce until you're destroyed. They won't leave until they've destroyed you. And in Jeremiah chapter 9, starting in verse 13, God says, because they've forsaken my law, haven't obeyed my voice, they walked according to their own hearts. Verse 16, I'm going to scatter them among the Gentiles, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, and I'll send a sword after them until I've consumed them.
Well, now that we've been warned by the Bible, can't we prevent what is coming?
Well, most won't believe it, but that was prophesied too. Micah 2, verse 6, New Living Translation. Don't say such things that people respond. Don't prophesy such like that. Such disasters will never come our way. Mm-hmm. The prophet Amos 7, verse 16, says, you say, do not prophesy against Israel. Do not spout against the house of Jacob. People don't want to hear it. That does not bode well for the United States. Furthermore, in Isaiah chapter 30, starting in verse 12, the Bible warns against the type of moral decline that's occurring in the United States. Quote, therefore, says the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word. That's more and more people despise the word of God. They want to change it. They don't want to believe it. And trust in oppression and perversity. And all these sexual immorality rights that you're pushing. And you rely on them. Therefore, this iniquity shall be to you like a breach ready to fall, a bulge in a high wall, whose breaking comes suddenly and in an instant.
Is it possible that all these disasters can really happen to the United States?
Yes. Now, I mentioned before, okay, we have a free ebook that's available at the cogwriter.com website. And in this book points out, it's probably going to take a lot of things to make it happen. For example, in the book, I quote Isaiah 29, verse 5, which says, moreover, the multitude of your foes shall be like fine dust, and the multitude of the terrible ones like chaff that passes away. Yes, it'll be in an instant, and suddenly you'll be punished. Now, that situation, the United States is put at risk of being unable to recover from things like weather problems, certain terrorist acts, wars, riots, solar flares, severe earthquakes, maybe genetically modified food crop failures, pestilences, maybe if Yellowstone explodes. Some things are going to happen. The United States will be weakened, and people are going to say, hey, the United States went in debt before this. You know, how can it pay it back? And so this book points out, quote, a perfect storm of disasters, internal strife, and misplaced confidence make the United States a nation that can't be defeated. So anyway, don't believe in Ponzi schemes. The United States does not intend to properly pay down its debt. The United States ultimately will not recover from its debt, despite many things appearing to be normal. Back it warns that even though that destruction waits your terrors, it's going to happen.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.